destroyed. It's on account of their righteousness that the world is sustained. Now, the interesting...
This is not a biblical story, but it is a traditional story.
It's actually in the Talmud.
Oh, it is?
Yes, in Sanhedrin. And
Barbara Krasnoff wrote a story about them, some years back.
Yeah, it's a great myth, but here's the cool thing about the myth, is that the Lamed Vav, these 36 just people, are anonymous, so that you or I could be one of these saints and never know it. Yeah. You could be walking along the street and meet a Lamed Vavnik and not know it, okay? So the idea is that you should strive to be a righteous, a just person yourself, because you might be sustaining the world, and you should be kind and generous and, loving, etc., to the stranger, because he or she or whomever might also be a Lamed Vavnik. So in King of Shards, Daniel Fisher is a Lamed Vavnik, and on his wedding day, he's snatched away into a Gehenna, basically, which is, you might call, a version of Jewish hell, by none other than Ashmedai, the king of the demons. Mm-hmm. And Ashmedai has been kicked out of Sheol, which is another hell world in King of Shards, and by none other than his wife, Mashit. And so Ashmedai tells Daniel, look, there are demons that are trying to kill the Lamed Vav to destroy the earth. You and I need to team up to stop them. So what follows is that the king of the demons and the saint that upholds the world have to team up to basically protect the world from being destroyed. Now, there is a lot more to the story than that, but that is the... That is a jumping off point.
As I said, the precede.
I
said, as Statler would say, because I used to do online interviews for Omni Magazine and then Event Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I would have a private chat going, and I would be thinking of where's the question, and I would always get from her, Jim, ask the precede. And I'm going, that's the precise?
Well, yeah.
I had to look the word up. So,
the other myth that I play with is the myth of the shattered vessels. So in the 16th century in Safed, there was this Kabbalistic rabbi. His name was Isaac Luria. And he came up with this idea of the shattered vessels that when God first created the world... The world wasn't strong enough essentially to hold God's light, and so it shattered, and all these fragments spread to the far corners of existence. And so he came up with this notion of tikkun olam, which means to repair the world. And basically it is our job in the world as righteous people to collect these fragments, these sparks, and lift them up. That's that when you hear a Jewish person say raising the holy sparks, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. Tikkun olam, repairing the world, bringing these broken fragments into wholeness again. Now, there have been elaborations on this myth that it wasn't just one world that was shattered, but there were many worlds that were shattered before ours. So our universe wasn't the first world that was created. There were other worlds created before ours. So I thought,
And that's a myth that Roger Zelazny has taken from.
Sure.
And
it's been used.
He always played with myths.
It's been used a lot. And I thought to myself,
there was a great video game. I'm trying to remember what it was, but go on.
I was going to say, what if... I thought, what if these primordial worlds weren't empty? What if they were inhabited by sentient, intelligent beings that, and then God said, you know what, they're a little too evil, I'm going to destroy them. And so in King of Shards, this is the origin of demons. They were the sentient beings on these worlds that were shattered. A lot of them died when God smashed their worlds, but a few of them survived and settled on the shard, the fragment world, Sheol, And also in King of Shards, there are humans and demons living on another fragment world called Gehinnom, Gehenna. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that these are the origins of the myth, the myth of Sheol as the Jewish underworld, the kind of Hades, and then Gehenna, which came later, which really meant like a place of burning, a place of constant fires, becomes Gehinnom. And so, I basically am playing with a lot of Judaic myths. Some of them, a couple millennia old, and some of them, several centuries old. And I kind of put them all into this big mix and stir. I heard a phone ring.
Yeah, so did I. I have no idea which or where, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's this. Let me, radio. Let's try this one. Radio. Oh, well. Go on. But you know what? We should get to the reading.
Sure. So I'm going to read a pretty short section from...
One second, let me just... hi there, I'm on the air. Okay, now there's somebody calling all these different numbers, but...
Maybe they're war dialing, like in war games. They're just going through
the
phone book.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is, yes, exactly.
All right, I'm going to read this... this section, I think it should be about a 10 or 15 minute read. If you want me to just stop, let me know.
If we're getting close, because it is already sadly 2:35.
Yeah.
I'll give you a cellophane wrap up sign.
I'm just gonna.
Should I get you a cup of water?
No, I got my coffee right here. I'm good.
Okay, very good.
So I'm gonna just give you just a brief intro. I'm not reading from the beginning. There are three main point of view characters in King of Shards. There's Ashmedai, who's king of the demons, Daniel Fisher, who's the Lamed Vavnik that I was talking about before, and there's Rana, who I mentioned, who is a mason slash architect from Gehinnom. She's 20 years old, and she's astoundingly creative. And the fourth person, it's not a point of view character, but she's a main character. Her name is Marul Menacha, and she's a witch and an old friend of Rana. This is about maybe a quarter of the way into the book. Her scream was the only thing in the whole world. Then it had stopped. Everything had stopped, all but her heart, which hammered like chisel on stone. Am I alive? She thought. Or is this the netherworld? She lay on her back. It didn't seem to be broken. Breathe. Breathe. Except for her fear, she felt little pain. Perhaps the pain would come. She slowly opened her eyes. A dozen corpse faces stared down at her, a circle around her head, like the constellations of Matzaroth belting the night sky. Their eyes glowed as if candles burned within. Their presence should have frightened her, but she felt oddly calmed by their silent breathing. The chiseling of her heart slowed by degrees. I am Yig, one said, his voice like hide being stripped from flesh. You are safe. Yig's face came into focus. He looked much like Grug, but Yig's cheekbones were higher, a relation, perhaps. As a friend of the king, Yig said, you are welcome in Yarrow. The others nodded and mumbled their agreement. King Jalifex, she said, her voice hoarse from screaming. No, not that engorged human. I speak of our lord, King Ashmedai. Oh, you mean Caleb. Yig shook his head. In his presence you must call him my lord. They helped her sit up. Never, she said. She thought it best not to reveal how she just tried to kill their lord. She rubbed her temples. What happened? Grug broke your fall with his voice. The sound knocked you unconscious. We brought you here to let you rest. She felt sick as she remembered the hideous moment of free fall. While falling, she'd had a vision. She was older, it was years from now, and her sister Lou was weeping at Rana's empty grave. The vision had been more horrific than her impending oblivion. I almost let my sister grow up alone, she thought. I abandoned her without thinking. But by some miracle, goddess be praised, she had survived. Because of Grug, no less. Rana decided to rethink her hatred of the cursed man. Where are the others, the people I was with? The king and his companions have arrived in Yarrow. They're heading to the Lev as we speak. Mistress, drink this. He offered her a stone cup, a dark liquid sloshed inside. What is it? A wine fermented from the fungus that grows in these caves. The same fungus that grows on Kippad's Stair. You know the Grail? Not by name. I thought it eats you from the inside out. It does. But fermented, the Grail is medicine. Like all things, its nature is manifold. She stared into the cup. If they wanted to kill her, she wouldn't be here. Plus, it was rude to refuse a drink from those who'd given her succor. She took a sip. It was bitter as cack root, but she felt her spirits lift. She took another sip as they watched. Her head began to clear, and she examined her surroundings. She sat on a stone plinth in a circular chamber. The walls were black granite with veins of obsidian and calcite. Torches burned in the four corners of the room. The orange-yellow light darted haphazardly about the room's odd angles like furtive sparrows. Arcing doors led off into other chambers. If you're well enough to walk, Mistress Yig said, we'll escort you to the Lev. The king will meet us there. Does he know I'm alive? He requested your presence as soon as you were able. I see, she said, doubtful she would escape these caves without a map. Besides, Marul was still with Caleb. She had to return to them, rescue Marul, and take her home. Yig gestured toward the door. Our lord awaits. She frowned, wiped dust from her tunic. Let's go see your lord. They entered a tunnel wider than the broadest streets of Azru. The two walked ahead while the other Mikulalim followed a few paces behind. Torches along the walls blinkered to life with spell-laden whispers as they moved. From high, recessed windows shivered furtive shapes of Mikulalim peering down at them. The walls echoed the steely sounds of their desolation. They walked through a labyrinth of crooked avenues. Stone stairs led into strange corners, buttresses bent at vulgar angles, and steep walls leaned oppressively over all. Distantly, a flute was piping some maddening, indefinite tune. She shivered and remembered the legends of the Black Chasm, of the Cursed One's dreadful bacchanals, whose music drove men to madness. "What is this place?" she said. "This is Yarrow, mistress, our city." "A city? How many of you live down here?" 100,000 Mikulalim, give or take. More than twice the population of Azru. She shook her head in awe. I've lived in Azru my entire life without knowing another city sits just under my own. What else, she wondered, was so close that she could not see it? She drank in the city with thirsty eyes, afraid to miss the littlest details. Ornate stone bridges arced across the streets, doorways appeared in unexpected places, and corners met at unnecessary angles. At first the city seemed haphazard, random, but she began to sense a subtle artistry in it, a purposeful disjointedness. "My father taught me to set stones in a predetermined order," she said, "to know your destination before you begin. I hadn't realized I could embrace chaos and still craft something marvelous." "All things are born from chaos," said Yig. "I don't see any joints or seams," she said. "Your stonework is incredible. How did you mortise the blocks so well?" "There are no mortises. There are no seams." "But that would mean..." "Yarrow was not built like the cities in the sun," Yig said, "with stone piled upon stone. It was built by taking stone away." "You excavated Yarrow?" She let loose a little yelp. She'd always assumed that the art was crafted by combining simple forms to build complexity. "I've freed statues from marble and chiseled the crypt of Umar out of the side of the Danbar Mountain, but an entire city loosed from stone? It's beyond words." Ideas for projects unfurled spectacularly in her mind. The frenzied piping grew louder. As they stepped into an enormous cavern, Rana stopped, struck by the gargantuan size of the space. Azru's tallest towers could fit inside this cavern with ease. Stalactites wider than King Jalifex's palace reached from ceiling to ground in obese columns. Strata of beige, magenta, amber, and emerald marked the eons of their formation. These stalactites had been hollowed out, made into homes, and thousands of Mikulalim peered from many windows, parapets, and golden bridges, their glowing eyes affixed on her as she walked. Torches and fire pits burned everywhere, making the gold and feldspar and the distant rock walls flicker like stars. Yig walked toward the largest of the stalactites, a colossal formation hundreds of paces wide. Perhaps a trick of the firelight, its surface looked soft and wet and seemed to throb with the grotesque music. Though she searched, she could not find the source of that demented piping. A thousand eyes peered down at her, searching, hungry. "Why are they staring at us?" she said. "They stare at you, mistress." "Me?" She slowed her pace and felt herself blush. "Why?" "Because we are creatures of sound. We know a thousand languages, but music is our mother tongue. In you, we see ourselves reflected." She stared at Yig's leathered face. "I'm not like you." "No, not a Mikulal, but music animates your bones. We know who you are, Rana. Forgive me, but it's an honor just to walk with you." So, the Mikulalim know of me too, she thought. But why do they know of me? Was it because she could sing better than their demented flutist? King Jalifex had 100 saltists in his palace that could perform better than that madman. Did these Mikulalim revere those musicians as well? They passed under a low spanning bridge, and a crowd of Mikulalim leaned over its alabaster railings to watch them pass. "And what am I," she said, "that you know of me, when before today I knew nothing of you?" "You are not like the mass of humankind, Rana, who toil without purpose or mission. Your energies are directed, your thoughts sublime." Was he speaking of her art, her creations? "But how have you heard of me? I've never left Azru until yesterday." "When you sing, Rana, the whole cosmos listens. You are Gu." "Gu?" Was this a term of respect or something else? The masses were staring at her. She fixed her eyes on the granite path. It was thickly veined with gold, and they walked upon it as if it were common sand. How strange these people were who treaded upon gold. They reached the base of the monstrous stalactite, and the mad piping exuded from its every orifice. "This is the lev," Yig said, "the heart of Yarrow." The piping was not music so much as madness, a flurry of notes hurled at the abyss to stave it off. But its attempts were futile, as all attempts were. A large doorway into the stalactite lay between two golden plinths. Their smooth surfaces reflected the firelight, playing devilish tricks with her eyes. She grew sleepy, watching the flames. Yig picked up a cedar branch from a stone bucket, lit it with magic, and they entered. The air was rank with death and decay as they wended up the twisting stairwells. They trudged across honeycombed rooms decorated with leather tapestries and bone furniture. Rana saw female Mikulalim within these rooms. Their bodies were as lean as the males, their breasts small and sagging. Long white hair flowed down their backs like drifts of sand. Some tied their hair into braids. They wore gold necklaces, hematite rings. From their large ears dangled amethyst gems. Like the men, their eyes flickered with subtle flames. But in the women, these cold fires hinted of some unutterable desolation. She didn't see any Mikulal children. The piping grew louder as they ascended, and so did the pounding of her heart. What would Caleb do to her when she returned to him? She fought against her desire to run. She had to see Marul again to free her of this dreadful place. They entered a spacious chamber bedecked with gold. A raucous banquet was in progress, and many Mikulalim crowded the space. 5 men played bone flutes, the source of that demented piping. Upon a checkered floor tiled with blood jasper and smooth hematite, male and female Mikulalim danced sickening jigs. The far side of the room lay open to the stalactite city, a great open-aired window, and a hot breeze blew in from the cavern. Giant tapestries on the wall fluttered in the steady gusts. Her heart skipped when she saw Marul, Daniel, and Grug sitting at a long banquet table. Mikulalim pried them with dried meats and cups of wine. Only Grug indulged. At the center of this banquet table, on an immense golden throne, sat Caleb. His cheeks were stained with animal grease as he laughed and pointed at the twisting dancers. "My lord," Yig announced, his voice almost buried under the music, "I present to you the Gu as you requested." Caleb abruptly stood, raised his hand. The piping stopped. The dancers froze in mid-jig, Everyone turned to Rana, and her face grew hot. "Who is that?" Caleb said. "Who, without death, goes through the kingdom of the dead?" "Hello again," Rana said. "My little plum," Marul shouted. She leaped from her seat, ran around the table, and embraced Rana. "Blessed Molai." They hugged, and Rana didn't want to let go. Daniel, smiling, came over to welcome her back. He took her hand and squeezed it. "I'm happy you're all right," he said. "You scared us pretty good." The demon king sauntered over, and his servants followed him like hungry dogs. "Do you want something to eat?" Caleb said. "I'm not hungry." She stared into Caleb's moon-white eyes, searching for malice, but found only unexpected compassion. "Had a little slip there, did we?" He wiped his mouth with a leather napkin and let it fall. A servant caught it before it hit the floor. One must be mindful when walking the stair. "I'll try to remember that next time I travel it." He put his large hands on her shoulders and peered deeply into her eyes. He was huge, bigger than Papa, and his presence was unexpectedly soothing, just like when Papa used to put his arms around her when she got sad. She hated herself for linking the memories, because how could she take comfort from the monster who had locked away her best friend? Was this part of his magic? But she couldn't find the strength to pull away from him. "Rana," Caleb said, "I feared you were gone forever." His voice resonated inside her. She closed her eyes. "Damn, why did he have to be so soothing?" "The cosmos would have mourned your loss," he said. "There are none like you in all the shards." A Mikulal approached the king. A curious metal brooch of interlocking shapes was pinned in the flesh of his chest. A gold crown with glittering rubies sat crookedly on his head. "We are deeply honored by your presence, my lord. Your servants have but one request, if it pleases the king." "Yes, Havig?" "We wish to hear the Gu sing." That word again, Rana thought. "Gu." "She will not," Marul snapped. "We'll have none of that." "None of what?" Rana said. "Song?" Caleb smiled, revealing his large and healthy white teeth. "Would you deny our gracious host the pleasure of your voice, Rana?" Marul grabbed Rana's wrist and squeezed hard. "Rana, you don't want this. Trust me." Rana recalled the hungry gazes of the Mikulalim on her walk to the Lev. "I don't understand. What's so special about my music?" "When you sing," Havig said, "for a short time, we forget our pain." Murmurs of assent spread throughout the room. "You've heard me before?" "As I told you," Yig said, "when you sing, the whole cosmos listens." The Mikulalim stared at her. Eons of suffering hung heavy on their faces. "Grug," Caleb said, "what say you? Do you desire Rana's song?" "Yes, my lord, very much, but only if the Gu wishes it." "So," Caleb said, "would you deny the one who saved your life?" Their gaunt, eager faces surrounded her. "I suppose not," she said. "I don't see the harm in one song if it makes them happy." Marul squeezed her wrist even harder. "Rana, you've no idea what you're saying. What's wrong with singing? What happens if I sing?" "Something profound," Caleb said. "You'll discover who you really are." Rana was trembling. "And what am I?" Caleb smiled. "A little goddess."
You've been listening to Matthew Kressel reading live from his debut novel about 2.5 months out now, 3 months out,
mm-hmm.
King of Shards from Arch Press. And not many radio shows are bringing you this kind of stuff. Not many radio stations bring you the radio show that can do that. But the one that does is a listener-sponsored station and asks you to call area code 212-209-2950 and pledge to support that radio station. $25 is a good amount. You can also go to WBAI.org and use the drop-down box there to pledge your support and choose Hour of the Wolf. And if you do that, you'll gain extra karma. If you were to go to MatthewKressel.com, MatthewKressel.net, and enter the raffle to win one of five audiobooks.
That's correct.
Or an ARC, an advanced reading copy. Why do they have the listener phones? That's what that is. It's a listener phone. It rings on the air. That's...
Well, wait. Let's answer it. Maybe they want to talk.
It's gone? Okay.
Oh, it's gone away?
Okay, let's see. We only have a couple of moments. Which button here is it? It's one of these, I think. Good morning. You are, in theory, on the radio.
I just want to ask Matt Kressel one question. Where did you get two specific names, Yig and Yarrow?
Well, that's a good question. So when I was naming the Makul Alim, the cursed men, I thought, like, these are basically creatures that dwell in the darkness, that dwell underground, so I wanted very, like, earthy and heavy names. And so, like, Yig, it is a guttural sound. So, like, Yig and Grug and Havoc, these are, like, sounds that are sort of, like, low and deep in the throat. Like, that's kind of how I came up with their names. And then Yarrow, I think I was just playing around with names of the city. And I know it's also a flower, but I just...
It's also the name of a Scottish ballad, as in the Dewey Din Service in Child's Collection. Yig, there happens to be a short story you may want to read someday called The Curse of Yig by Lord Dunsany. One last thing.
Maybe it was in my subconscious
could
somewhere.
Be. One last thing, and I want to wish Jim and Barbara happy Hanukkah and all that good stuff.
And to you as well.
Happy Hanukkah.
What?
Jeez. And you should be wishing Matthew.
Matthew, happy Hanukkah.
And yes. Lister.
Thank
and
Lister. You.
Now,
and
one last thing.
You know, did you bring enough for everybody?
Right.
One last thing, Matt. I just want to tell you. It's a wonderful book you should read if you haven't, called Gabriel's Palace and Other Mystical Tales by the late Howard Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
In that book, it has a great deal to say about the Bride of God,
right.
The Light
Shekinah.
Of God, a.k.a. the Shekinah,
mm-hmm.
and the Tikkun Olam.
And we are out of time.
Bye, Jim. Happy Hanukkah
Thanks.
To you all.
Thank you.
Good Yontif. Okay. It 90 minutes is too short.
Yeah.
It really
is. It always is. It always goes by in a flash.
5 hours is too short.
Yeah.
Because it's so much fun. But we'll have you again soon.
Yeah.
You should talk to the group. The idea of
doing a critique on the air would be really fun.
A crit downstairs live.
Yeah, with an audience.
With an audience. Absolutely. That would be such a fun,
you know,
idea.
And then they could ooh and ah, like, you know, like,
they can ooh and ah.
Oh,
can,
I can't believe.
After all the crits, they can ask questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And we could do this. This would be very, very cool.
It would be a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
They would probably be into it.
Yeah, I think
do it as a Nursif type reading.
Do it as a Nursif type reading, and it would be on live stream. Be live on the internet.
I think they'd be down for that.
I think this would be really, or maybe not live. Maybe we should.
No, I think why not live.
Yeah, okay, live.
But I'll pitch it to them. We'll see what they say.
Pitch the idea.
I'll pitch it, yeah.
If I say so myself, it's a bleeping good idea.
Yeah, it is a bleeping good idea.
This has been... where's the clock? Oh, there's the clock. Yes, I am running behind. This has been Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund. My guest this morning, Matthew Kressel. King of Shards, no, that's the name of his book, but you need to go out and get it. Such evocative fantasy. It brings forth images. It does remind me of Zelazny, by the way, but that's another conversation that we will have at some point. Stay tuned for Burn Baby Burn with Lister coming your way in just a few minutes over these same airwaves, and next week on this program, Jen Brissett will be our guest, and we'll be seriously asking you for money that time. And the week after that, The Council of Elrond by some newbie named Tolkien.
Yeah.
So thank you again for listening. Everybody, for God's sake, be good to each other. For your sake, be good to each other. And have a good morning.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
Steer towards the sun. When I leave, you remember I said, with the last words on my lips, I am a revolutionary. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am
your bitch. The red part of the blue spit on you.
Trying to reach my freedom of speech and expressing myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system works to jerk. My people, the people all around the pig work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this writing. The Constitution, yo, that's an illusion. Huh, suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too. Wake up to the lies, the pigs make up imperialistic swans that I grind into bacon bits. Call it fist, cause I ain't taking shit. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Farmy, but you want me in prison, cause I'm pissy attacking. The flag, I rag it and snag it and drag it and rip it to shreds, cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded, cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that beast up. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Find the people who hate this shit. These are the places we'll hit.
Number one, Panama, talking about Peru, Azania, Brixton, Belfast, can't forget Korea, Beirut, can't forget Haiti, Iran, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Mexico. Talk about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all, and Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California, IA, Miami, do or die, Bed-Stuy, never ran, never will, Brownsville, boogie down, South Bronx, yeah.
My man Joey to jail, and now they got him in court because he burned the flag. That's the name of the game. Well, I quit playing. I doubt the suckers want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangle. I'm not trying to diss you. I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? You think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave. Land the free, boom! This is the home of the slave. Now hold on, just a mother in it.
You gave me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why wanna scold me when I toss you the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn.
Yeah. 99 Cinco, this delight, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock right here at 99 Cinco, WBAI. Burn Baby Burn, until 5 o'clock, we burn the imperialist red, white and blue to ashes, yeah. We did this until 5 o'clock. Burn, baby, burn, yeah.
Said I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch the room, my creators. Miss every silo.
Mix me listed.
When things up above, them a smile and a laugh. Them would a love to see you fall by the wayside. Them all a dig up your past. Pray for you don't fall fast. And trigger mode from blast like them nana pride.
Blessed love to the old them.
When the coach them red up, fi nothing no way.
Send a message to the old them.
Praise the Almighty, don't go astray. Said them blind to you, fucking haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Miss every silo. Ask you how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you. Can't touch me war instigators. Miss every silo. Hey, ask you how the world a run so. Una the day I talk, they shoot me white like chalk. Lick a pussy all gwang, go play the real scat. Them all a aim for me yard, just to me mother work hard. 100 foot that cash she was swimming at the tide.
Blessed love to the old them.
Oh, Jah bless no man curse no way.
Send no message to the old them.
Only faith for tomorrow's another day. Said them blind to you, fucking haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Miss every silo. Ask you how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you.
Haters.
Can't touch me war instigators. Miss every silo. Hey, ask you how the world a run so. Uno can't tell me nothing, Mr. Envy. Use the talent and the vice what God has sent me. Enough people out the road and chatting all a friend me. But me and them back them what end me. But me not give a damn by horse and a piece. And me walking on me timber and not tell me for a simpleton. Just two wanna see me come. Only God to feed me and you know why see me cross the law. Uno better now. I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me war instigators. Miss every silo
lately.
Ask ya how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you,
haters.
Can't touch me room my creators. Miss every silo
lately.
Hey, ask ya how the world a run so. I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Miss every silo
lately.
Ask ya how the world a run so. Said I'm blind.
sea. Let the lyrics of my mouth come out and better the policy. It's a gift that we could take this far and still receive. So give it over. Have we forgotten so soon? Have we forgotten so soon?
Against you and them angst and them enemy young upon you. Afro-German warrior woman from Hamburg via Bremen, then finally Berlin. It was in the dazzling atmosphere at the Black Radical Book Fair that me sight you, sweet sister. Bright eyes like hope, like a young antelope who could have cope with the daily, the flowering of the spirit, with the everyday erosion of the soul. Two passing clouds, you and I, in the desert of the sky, exchanging vapor. But in the commerce of the earth, was it fear, trade, and regret, in love and laughter? Me never know, me couldn't tell, me should have sighed, say. Through all the learning, the teaching, resisting and assisting, the loving, the giving, organizing and defying, that the Kaiser of darkness capture your heart, that the last time me see you would be the last time me see you, that you was free, falling, screaming, 13 stanzas down, your final poem in blood on the ground. That's a sudden, that's a soon, you would have fly out on a one-way ticket to Ghana and catch up with your past amongst your ancestors. We give thanks for the life we share with we. We give thanks for the light we shine upon we. We give thanks for the love you show upon we. We give thanks for your memory. the light you share with me. We give thanks for the light you shine upon me. We give thanks for the love you show upon me. We give thanks for your memory.
Them sell down the country like house and lease flat. I tell the people them no get what. You go hard with work with dignity and try keep it right. But the foreign sell the economy a slap. Them fight every little hustling we try. We have to find a way, come on, up and survive. From the rich man down to the taxi, give me sweet argument to relax me. Then change your life and then ask me. But let this stick like hypocrisy. She don't tell you in free my crib. Them system a park like rock crib. If them no build up some schools and factory.
And the people them tired of hypocrisy. Them alone benefit from democracy. Get a youth fee of money with hypocrisy. Money like waste with the actacy.
Tell them run the business properly. People suffer while them living happily. You copy me. Where things are the youth them stop reading. Politicians and the heat of vote. Then run them from the streets side. Them bandit the edit
sound. What else them how we do? What else them how
we do? Them put tax on gas, Esco, how we all go try?
What else them how we do? What else them how we do?
We have to find a way, come on, up and survive.
What else them how we do?
Say killer, now go bow, now hide and hide. But when me hide them, see it no pretty. All boat, especially in our city. Them fi no tension, bring tenacity. Fear bring ferocity and violence with velocity. Equal opportunity will kill out animosity. More love, positive vibes and that you are busy. Mama, stretch it all up till it on a more velocity. Stop treat with like say you're fast way. Look how we work with dignity and struggle with me.
What else them how we do? What else them how we do?
Money from foreign sell the economy a slap.
What else them how we do? What else them how we do?
Them put talks on the gas, tell me how we are gonna try.
Some words, I look past it. I was brought up and taught up the tactics and learned that the lion not turn when dog barking. Watch who you burn, who you spark with, and you have to go earn if you want it. So we no concern with who hawking when them spit can reach where we walking. Enemies in disguise wanna see my demise. Them no even realize, John no wrong them. Cause I see that in life you achieve something nice, but achieve something twice is a problem. Then you can imagine what I face. Two up in the hand and another on the way. Plus I have another in the brain, and every other one I put the other one to shame.
A word unto the wise is enough. You can look but don't touch. My reparations and such. Cause out here in this jungle we roam, every king has his throne. And if you enter my zone, I'll vow to protect my own. Protect my own.
Sharp like the thorn crown pan Christ's head. But you know the flow hard dough like sliced bread. Lyrics melt the butter fi make a nice spread. Butter no margarine, I pull the margin in and stretch the margin out. And if you're marching out and you in a doubt, you march without me. I'd rather march alone than fi march back home. Tell me queen, say me lost the throne. No, this was built on the power of the truth. Discovering the cowards and empowering the youths. If you give them a minute, them devouring the fruit. And within an hour, call it our choppy root. You know, see it, does feel like Bibi on my feet. But drop me pon the rhythm, watch the clarity we speak. Get no parity between what we have and what we need. So strength out to the wise and protection for the meek.
A word unto the wise is enough. You can look but don't touch. My reparations and such. Cause out here in this jungle we roam, every king has his role. And if you enter my soul,
99 Tinker list alive, the first human on radio to call white supremacists. Monsieur Compost, Donald Dump,
protect my own.
A white supremacist, yeah. 99 Sinker Burn, baby burn, burn the imperialist red, white, and blue. All glory to ashes before 5 o'clock.
That is a protection, yeah. Goes out to
and
you and yours.
And drop it in the acid. See?
As I give thanks for the protection where I receive. I stay now in tune to the voice of Protege. Alongside the sounds of Winter James. This come from a time and place, you know. Ancient future.
Under occupation or imperialist oppression. It's amazing how in imperialist America they refuse to call Donald Trump a white supremacist.
No sun will shine in my day to day. Chains around my feet.
the dust in the form of shining valleys with your hand recognized and my senses newly opened awakened to the pride.
People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power.
Where there were deserts, I saw fountains, and like cream, the waters rise, and we stroll there together, with none to laugh or criticize. Wherein the leopard and the lamb lay together, are truly bound. Well, I was hoping, in my hoping, to recall.
Let me hear you say, and you know that.
And you know that.
You dippy dippy guys are so socialized, but how we gonna make a black nation rise? While you party down, y'all can shock the house. Get down, rock, shock the house. The Ku Klux Klan is on the loose, training their kids in machine gun use. Okay, everything has its place and time. We can rock the house too as we shock your mind.
What up? We can't brag and we can't boast, but you need the bread and butter for our breakfast toast.
Look at all the things that can prove the point. Sisters in the distance, brothers in the joint.
As you do it, the guys are so socialized. How we gonna make the black nation rise?
The people call me Brother D, and I'm here to shed some light, to bring the truth right on down to earth from where it once was out of sight. But before I continue, just let me say, this is not my ego suit. I sat down and thought, and I wrote this verse in the interest of the group. Come on,
everybody,
my people.
People, people, can't you see what's really going on? Unemployment's high, the house is bad, and the schools are teaching wrong. Cancer from the water, pollution in the air, but you're partying hard like you just don't care.
Wake up, y'all, you know that ain't right.
Cause that hurts everybody, black or white.
The disco rhyme, you're moving to the rhythm, but you're wasting time. Stop and think, do you know what's real? Well, let me educate you to the real deal. The media is telling lies, the devil taking off his disguise. They're killing us in the street while we pay more for food that's cheap. And all you want to do is so socialize.
How are we gonna make that nation rise?
Remember the so-called Indian? Look what they did to him. Maybe they'll do that to us. They're the struggle, they're the win. I mean, damn, get out of your seat. Damn, get on your feet. We say damn, and I will repeat. We mean damn, we're tired of defeat. Damn, no more sitting around. We say damn, it's time for throwing down. Damn, let's even the score, cause we're fired up. It won't take no more. We're fired up, it won't take no more. We're fired up, it won't take no more.
We're fired up, won't take no more.
The story might give you stomach cramps, like America's got concentration camps.
Warning us about genocide.
While you're partying on and on.
gotta break the dawn. The party may end one day soon when they round the niggas up in the afternoon.
And you start to wonder, are the people done? Well, Martin Luther King said, well, oh my God, how are we gonna make a black nation wide? All you wanna do is dibby 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 die. No, no, brothers, it's not like that. You gotta rap for the people, tell them where is that?
And like you showed us how to pool our wealth. Collectively, we must do for ourselves.
While you fight each other without a fair, but fight the system, you never dare. Well, if you ain't down, we'll get you first, cause you slow us down just like a curse.
My mind and spirit, we can't let die. Put a message in our music for I and I. Service for our people, we must redeem. Like Coltrane's homegrown love supreme.
You heard what Marcus Garvey said, and we can't stand still.
He said, fuck you, mighty men, you can accomplish what you will.
Rising up won't take no more. Rising up will take no more.
America was built, understand, by stolen labor on stolen land. Take a second thought as you clap and stamp. Can you rock the house from inside the camp? As you move into the beat to the early night, the country's moving to the right. Prepare now, all get high and wait, cause it ain't no party in the police state.
That's it, all we who dare to be free. We gotta change the way we behave. We gotta sacrifice for our righteous cause or remain a passive slave.
We're not anti any other racial group. Just understand we're pro-black.
And we're against any one of them that tries to hold us back.
So think, but don't take too long. The time is getting late.
And DJ Dick, you got a mic. It's your job to educate.
Well, I know my voice is not rated S. We didn't talk about money or talk about sex. We didn't talk about clothes or cars.
99 Cent list alive, playing all the music that white supremacists hate.
So while you cast and while you sing, all we want to do is ask just one thing. Why you living this diet and so socialized? Are you going to help the black nation rise?
This is the music that was banned on black radio in Imperialist USA. Yeah. 99
How we gonna make a black nation rise?
Listen.
Gotta agitate, educate, and organize.
This is what we're gonna do.
How we gonna make a black nation rise?
We're gonna get the list of us and get
how we gonna make a black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
We're gonna organize
and men.
Organize.
Agitate, educate,
load up the bus so every weekend go to the
organize.
Shooting range and practice, practice.
Gonna educate, organize.
Practice, practice, practice.
Gonna organize and organize.
Organize.
Gonna do what?
We're gonna
organize.
Do what?
Educate,
well, we're gonna get a big ass bus. Get all my Muslim friends, you know, women, men, to the shooting range and practice, y'all.
Brother man nowadays living in the ghetto, where the danger's sure not real. Well, when he's out late at night, if he's got his head on right, well, I lay you 9 to 5, he's walking with steel. Brother man say he's afraid of gangsters, messing with people just for fun. And he don't want to be next, he got a family to protect. So just last week he bought himself a gun. Everybody got a pistol, everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seemed to be, at least as near as I can see, when the other folks give up theirs, I give up mine. This is a violent civilization, the civilization where I am. Every channel that I stop on got a different kind of cop on it. Killing them by the millions for Uncle Sam, but Saturday night just ain't that special. Yeah, I got the Constitution on the run. Cause even though we got the right to defend our home, defend our land, got to understand to get it in hand about the gun. Everybody got a pistol, everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seems to be, at least as near as I can see, when other folks give up, or give up, or give up, I give up, I give up. Thank you.
month of December, over 2.2 million guns have been sold to Los Pueblos in white supremacy USA.
Yeah.
Practice, practice.
Feed up to be afraid is all you want.
Muslim women, Muslim men, jumping this
bus. You don't want to be next to sound of family to protect. 9 out of 10, you got a friend, you got a gun. Everybody got a pistol. Everybody got a 45.
I give you a joke. One time I went to visit my daughter, Lisa, in a place in racist Arizona, and I said to her, I noticed everybody got a gun except indigenous people. The show is dedicated to John Trudell, close brethren of mine, big friend of Michael Rose, John Trudell.
We'll
miss you, brother.
You know damn well they're gonna shine up. Everybody, everybody, everybody.
43 minutes after 3 o'clock. Practice, practice. I mean,
the philosophy seems to be at least as near as I can see. When the folks give up their lives,
thank you very much, Gil Scott Heron, right here at 99 Sing for Lista Live. You know what I mean? I said to Lista, racist Arizona, everybody got a gun except the indigenous people.
Stop take no respect, not chow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
99 Cinco in white supremacist America. They lie and they lie and they lie. You know? It's amazing. They claim that there is no such thing as a radical jihadist Christian terrorist, like the one who went into Planned Parenthood and just murder, murder, kill, kill. The killing by the willing. You know what I mean?
Gunshot, yeah. Respect not gain.
Drones,
gunshot in the respect
loaded up with bombs, killing all these innocent folks in a place gunshot called Yemen. You see what Saudi Arabia did the other day? Bomb doctors without borders. You know what I mean? Yo, you gonna join me this weekend? Me and my Muslim friends, women, children, the whole family, men. We're gonna go to the shooting range and practice, practice.
Police and thieves in a shootout.
Only a fool was feeling all day.
And all the dope where you're making are you proud? Remember, children, they don't know love.
Now you know why. We had to call the show Clappers.
Cause they will run from their own neighbor to get them belly full. Then we kill you for your paper to get them belly full. Then we turn you in a vapor to get them belly full. I say, oh good God of grace, please don't let them pass my way. When they're out there on their chases, just pray you're not around. Innocent are dead from station, so pray you're not around. Better you try face immigration and pray you're not around. With only one life to live, better try run for the hills. Run up a school in the wages to feed them hungry mob. It's only one bloody oasis a running at the job. So much chance of murder cases, there's no end to the doubt. Disappear without a trace, just a name without a face. La, la, la.
Police and thief in a shootout. Now I did the answer, them not cool out. In the community, the innocent are move out. The gangster, them need a new route. Police and thief couldn't be friends. Yet the two of them are roads at the same trend. Put the money on them head and them faces. Them waters, we not real them. Them born and shape out in a badness. Them treat life like a sadness. If them not go to jail, them get a casket. Them show no love at all.
Now praise is beyond to the king, love is all I bring. A Ganguly speaking. Now what good does it do a man to fight against his own cousin, let alone his brothers and sisters? There is no gain, you fight against yourself. A flu.
Yeah! Police and thief in a shootout. Nowadays they are just them now cool out. In the community the innocent are move out. The gangster them need a new route. Police and thief couldn't be friends. Yet the two of them are roads at the same trend. Put the money on them head and them faces. Them waters we not read them. Police are but sharp. People get black. Bad boys return sharp. The whole of them strap. Everybody blood ah. Them not take no chat. So when the violence gonna stop? Police and thief in a shootout. Nowadays they are just them now cool out. In the community the innocent a move out. The gangster them need a new route. Police and thief couldn't be friends. Yet the two of them are roads at the same trend. Put the money on them.
Mr. Cop, them done legalize the good cop. nation, you see it lonesome. Can you feel the right and not the wrong? Good long time, them a fight it down. Now the time come where I'm a healing nation. Can't you see it's a good vibration? Rocking Babylon. Hey, Mr. Wadden, hey, Mr. Cup. Them done legalize the good, good crop. It's in the shop, stop filing high. Till it won't reach the sky. Hey, Mr. Wadden, hey, Mr. Cup. Them done legalize the good, good crop. It's in the shop, stop filing high. Till it won't reach the sky. Aye. Hey, Mr. Wadden, hey, Mr. Cup. Them done legalize the good, good crop. It's in.
Thank you very much, Michael Rose, right here at 4 o'clock on the dot. 4 o'clock on the dot, punto enseguida, por favor, para ti, en imperialistico de America, America. In other words, you're listening to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM New York, WBAI.RJ, the vanguard of Pacific Arabia. And do support us because we're doing this begathon thing. Later today, kicking it off with Michael G. 6 o'clock with a brand new show. Brand new show, keep it going right here. With Michael G, the morning show, just before Amy Goodman comes in right here at 99.5. Thank you, Michael Rose. Dedicating that to Terry Wilson, Midnight Ravers, and Abdi Selassie on the weekend right here at your favorite radio station, y'all. Getting ready for Don the Bar and see if we can catch Cornerstone of the show, David Katz, in the land of Jeremy Kobe. My Jamaican breakfast. Racist, nah. White supremacist, Monsieur Donald Trump is building a wall between Canada and imperialist USA because that's where the Muslims are. You know what I mean? An attack on the Canadian border. Monsieur Donald Trump, white supremacist, says he's gonna build a wall next to Canada. S'il vous plaît, à droite, à gauche. Décochage.
Take me as the one you chose. Promise you my eyes, but your lips on my kiss. Please love me from your heart. Love me from your soul. Take me as the one you chose. Promise you my eyes, but your lips on my kiss.
Promise you my.
Don't give me those eyes. It's meaningless, please hide it. 'Cause I am one so far, so far, so bad. Before you knock it, you love me, love. Before you knock it, you love me right now. That's why I'm needing you to love me, babe. Just the way that I am today.
Entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time qu'on est ensemble, long time qu'on se connaît, long time qu'on se fait confiance. Entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time.
Presente dando el bate hace tiempo ya, porque sé que muy dentro de mí solo soy falla. Tiempo hace ya y mi boca no calla, porque sé que la guerra no es solo una batalla.
Ça fait long time que l'on joue ces belles mélodies. Long time, Sergent Garcia est dans la partie. Entre nous c'est sincère, il n'a pas d'hypocrisie. Adam fait une salsa reggae, Roots and Crunch Attender.
Enciende el televisor y mira la pantalla. Soy el ruido de botas, movimiento de patrulla. En mi radio solo se escucha mala noticia, codicia, injusticia, yo no sigo esa vía.
Bayonique, Sergent, on est là et on ne lâchera pas. Au combat, nous allons mon frère dans le même sens, pas de différence, la main dans la main, yes, on avance. Au combat, c'est la vérité, je le dis et je le pense. Ça fait
long time qu'on est ensemble, long time qu'on se connaît, long time qu'on se fait confiance. Entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time qu'on est ensemble, long time qu'on se connaît, long time qu'on se fait confiance. Entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time.
Ça t'appelle en chaille, maman connaît vos talas. Ça t'appelle long time, nos pas jamais fait la voix. Ensemble, nous amènent différents combats. Attends, on s'est compris, nous comprions. Ariana, force nous, Sammy Cheno et pas les confailles. Les Noël, nos jeunes, nos papis, soins faits pour style. On va pas croire nos lendemains, les nos quatre travaillent. Ensemble, on va y aller, sergent, capeté en caille, mucho tiempo.
Hace yo vengo cantando, traigo sonido rico para seguir gozando. Día a día, noche a noche, yo sigo luchando para que poco a poco todo vaya cambiando. Mucho tiempo, Bayonet y Sargento combinando. Mucho tiempo, juntos en los mismos caminos. Mucho tiempo, cruzando los mismos ríos. Paso a paso, poco a poco, yo voy caminando.
Long time, con el corazón. Long time, con se connect. Long time, con se fait confiance. Entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time, long time, qu'on est ensemble, long time, qu'on se connaît, long time, qu'on se fait confiance, entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time, qu'on est ensemble, long time, qu'on se connaît, long time, qu'on se fait confiance, entre nous pas de différence, ça fait long time, long time.
Tel Aviv.
My name and I'm back, and this one goes out to my lover Gainsbar. That's the way we bar. Yeah man, right now I'm not really have no time to blah, and it's a mystical appeal coming from deep down within, man. I'm